You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I'm your host, Timothy Chemo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I am here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms. And then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps. But I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a huge fan of Car Talk. Bear with me. The first half of the show is the stats. This gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the shows. Basically, this is for those that just want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show that I'm reviewing and let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think about the show. Now, that last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the hosts to see if they would like to discuss their show a little bit and talk about their podcasting journey. So, let's get going on this episode. In this episode, I have the pleasure to introduce you to Audio Branding with Jody Krangle. Right now, you may be thinking, oh God, is Tim going to go off on another marketing podcast? No, but this podcast should be required listening for podcasters and marketers. Now, I met Jody in person at IndiePodCon 2019 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then again virtually at PodFest in 2020 and 2021. She was a delightful person and very giving of her experiences in voice over work. Recently, I referred a coworker to her who was interested in getting into voiceover work, and my coworker replied back to me that Jody was a great person to talk to, and she became a binger of Audio Branding with Jody Krangle. So if you get a chance to meet up with her via Clubhouse, if you're on that app, or in person, I can tell you from firsthand experience, she's wonderful to talk to. Now let's get on with the stats. Audio Branding with Jody Krangle is hosted by Jody, and her first episode premiered November 23rd, 2019. And at the time of this recording, she had 123 episodes. Now the average length per episode is 24 minutes. And the category is listed as education, marketing, business, and social sciences. The description is listed as keeping a consistent sound in how you present your company really is the hidden gem of marketing. But audio or sonic branding influences us in many different ways and in many different places within our lives. She'll be exploring that here, both with her own observations and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of marketing, advertising, music, and science. The website that she uses is voiceoversandvocals.com/podcast, and she can be reached at Jody at voiceoversandvocals.com. Now, Jody does have a Facebook group for her podcast and a Twitter account. Links will be in the show notes, as well as a vibrant Clubhouse account. Listen Notes rates her podcast in the top 2% of those in her category, and her Listen Notes and Podchaser account, again, will be in the show notes. Now, she does have a Zazzle support page. So if you would like to directly support the show there, you can do that. And as you can see, Jody does have a very large audience, and her message is resonating with a lot of people. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer. But let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast you're listening to? Hey, great if it does. But does it allow you to rate each and every episode that you listen to? Does your app allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? Now, if you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar so that that way they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to someone else? Well, GoodPods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all of the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. With this being a podcast about voice, Jody does a great job with the sound quality. Each episode she does comes off as not only fun, but educational. Now, her guests are usually mic'd up as good as she is, and this gives credence to her skills in the field of voiceover work. This is one of the things that I look for in a podcast. You know, if they're going to talk about sound, then their production better support what they're saying. And Jody is an expert at presenting her voice in a very pleasing way. Now, when she did do the Clubhouse sessions, naturally she couldn't have everyone mic'd up the way that she would want. But even though some of the people had inferior setups, she was able to make all of her guests audible and understandable. Now, usually she does two types of episodes. A short 5 to 7 minute episode where she tackles one topic about audio branding, and then an interview show where she divides the interview into two parts. Now, each of those interview parts usually run about 20 minutes, and that's about the perfect time for a non-professional to get into the episode and get out with a wealth of knowledge. Now, recently, she has added recordings of her Clubhouse sessions, and I think that's truly a stroke of genius. She usually has a few friends in the business appear in the session, and they tackle one or two questions while Jody plays the moderator and gives everyone a chance to say their piece. I like to think of it as a panel discussion that would normally wait for, you know, you'd normally have to wait for a conference to happen in order to hear these types of conversations. But no, you have all the talent in there, one spot, staying on topic from the comfort of your own speakers. Speaking about staying on topic, due to the length of her shows, that's an easy task to do. With her solo episodes, she tackles one topic in the industry and gets the episode done in about 5 to 7 minutes. And now that's just about the perfect time for those who are not in the business of audio branding to get what they need. Now, her interviews really seem more like conversation with old friends, as you can hear the laughter and feel that she is really connected with her guest virtually. I really like this style of interviewing because it feels like she's asking the questions that I would want to ask somebody in the business. And rarely have I ever listened to an interview and said, man, I wish you would ask this question or that question. She covers all her bases very well. Now, the format of her show follows a nice and predictable pattern so that no matter where you start your journey with her, it's going to feel familiar and you won't feel like you have to go back to the beginning to understand what's going on. Now, each interview episode begins with a short clip of the guest talking, which reels you in. Then her voice comes on to tell us what the podcast is about and introduce us to the guest. Now, I really like this approach because it's very welcoming to newbies and comforting to her hardcore fans. Even if you're not into the audio branding business or have never heard that term before, you're definitely going to leave each episode with a greater nugget of knowledge that will help you if you have a podcast or help you understand why you're being marketed to and how effective the audio branding is. One of the many things that I look at in a show is the podcaster passionate about what they're talking about? And Jody is very passionate about her work. Now, in this clip from the very first episode, she tells us what the show is about.
Those of you who have been following this blog and accompanying podcast have seen the direction I've been going with this. I know a lot of us are creatives. A lot of us need help understanding how not to beat ourselves up in our own heads. And helping people with that in a distinctly not professional capacity will never stop being a priority for me. If you're still interested in that topic, I've created a Facebook group just for you, and you can see the show notes or the blog for that link. If you're looking for a place to share your creativity and get encouragement from fellow creatives, I invite you to join me there. However, my passion is also sound, specifically voiceovers and music. I use my voice both for my day job and for the pleasure of singing. I'd like to delve deeper into how that works in the greater context of branding, both mine and my clients. So while the Silver Linings blogs and podcast episodes will remain out there, and I hope you find them useful, I'll be transitioning to a new podcast in a month or so. I'm calling it Audio Branding, the Hidden Gem of Marketing. And it really is a hidden gem. In a lot of cases, people forget just how much audio, voiceovers, music, and sounds in general influence our behavior on a regular basis. We've gotten used to so many places sounds play a part. Think about it for a bit. We expect a car to sound a certain way, and am I the only one who's freaked out when I'm in a Prius or a Tesla at a stoplight? Even if that sound is changing. That's why our phones still click when we take a picture, even if they don't need to, or why that vinyl scratching sound is used in ads all the time to audibly tell us an interruption is happening.
Now, keep in mind, she's been doing audio work for a while. But when you hear how she describes what she's hoping to accomplish, you can't help but get interested. As in person, her voice is very welcoming and friendly, so you don't feel intimidated, and you want to share in the passion. If you're not excited about what you're talking about, it shows. In listening to the very first episode, you can tell she's really into what she's doing and wants you to come along for the journey. Another aspect that I really like is she's learning along with us about her craft. Now, in this clip of her 100th episode, she reaches out and lets her listeners know what she's learning and that she is learning right alongside them.
When I started this podcast, I definitely wanted as many people as possible to know that their audio shouldn't be an afterthought. It's a subject I'm really passionate about. But as I spoke with people about this topic, I learned that I had a lot more to learn about it. Ultimately, I'm on the same journey of discovery that you are. Every guest I've had on the show has shared valuable information about how sound shapes us, and I've definitely been fascinated by the depth of these conversations. I hope you have too.
Listening to this, it's great to see that although she has more experience than most of her listeners, she can grow and gain knowledge, and that she's encouraging her listeners to do the same. Now, I'm a huge fan of being a lifelong learner, and this definitely scratches that itch. I want to learn from somebody who is excited about the work they're doing rather than hear somebody drone on about a topic. And Jody not only brings that excitement to the microphone, but she also brings it out of her guests. Now, Jody puts together a very tight show, and one aspect of it is the amount of research that she puts into each episode. As in episode 61, where she talks about hospitals are using sounds to help patients feel more calm and relaxed.
The nighttime background noise at a hospital can sometimes reach over 100 decibels, louder than a chainsaw. A National Institute of Health study in 2009 recognized noise as a hazard to patients. Sleep deprivation weakens the immune system, which has a direct effect on mortality rates. The idea that sound can play such an important role in healing has been around for quite a while now. Music therapy as we know it today got its start soon after World War II, when musicians visited hospitals to play for veterans. Doctors and nurses started to notice that these visits made a very real difference in their recoveries. They began to incorporate music into the idea of creating a healing environment, where each aspect of the hospital setting, both visual and audio, plays its own part in helping the patients.
Now, I had no idea this was started with the VA. And me being a veteran, I really had no idea that they were pioneers in this. I knew that supermarkets were putting music, in the air to get people to be in the store more and shop more. But as far as helping people at their worst times, this is brilliant and maybe a bit unsettling because it never worked on me when I was in a VA hospital. Now, in another interview, she talks with Chip Edwards about new technology used in audio branding, specifically for podcasters and smart speakers.
Yeah, and it seems like it's being used for marketing advertising as opposed to anything truly nefarious. I mean, you know, I guess if the marketers and advertisers can more accurately judge what we might respond to, that makes it better for everyone in a way, because then people who don't want what they're selling or they're trying to get across won't even see it.
Right.
In that same interview, they were talking about voice-activated speakers and fridges to help you with your groceries.
If the fridge has cameras in it, it now knows what's in my fridge.
Exactly. It can order it for you.
It should be able to say, hey, we're down to a quarter gallon of milk. Mm-hmm. Do you want to order it? Or maybe it should just be able to order it for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be able to have, your Harris Teeter deliver it to you. So it's going down that line of, I'm still good with putting it in my fridge, I think. I don't think I need somebody else to put it in my fridge, but
But
I should never run out of milk again.
Now, I don't have a smart refrigerator, but if I did, I'm now aware of what I say around my fridge. One last thing that I hinted on earlier is that she's willing to try new things with her podcast. Her 100th episode, she replayed clips from previous shows that her audience requested. She also puts her Clubhouse conversations on her podcast and either reads reviews of the show or has listeners record a little clip telling her audience how much they enjoy her show. The ability to pivot and incorporate audience feedback is an awesome skill that not too many podcasters practice like Jody does. Her listeners feel like they're part of the show. And as we heard earlier, she's learning right along with us. We are all in the same boat. If you like what you heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. Now, if you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk to you as well. Use the same methods to reach out. Now, I'm on Twitter @FindAPodcast, Facebook @FindAPodcastAbout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website, or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time, about 10 hours for each episode. Let me tell you, that's a lot of coffee. And like I said, the best recommendation comes from a real person. So, fill my coffee cup, and I'll help you outsmart the algorithm. All right, you know what time it is. It's that point in the show where I turn you from a listener of this show into a binger of Jody's show. As I said earlier, this should be required listening for all new and seasoned podcasters. Jody's focus is on audio branding, and those of us in the podcast world really need to know how to do it effectively. Jody's friendly demeanor and infectious curiosity really helped the show, which, if left in less capable hands, would be dense and hard to listen to. but her personality and passion make this a great podcast to learn from and grow. Now, if you're not a podcaster, hey, no worries. You'll get something out of each episode. I like to think of it as a extended version of 20,000 Hertz, which is the last show that I reviewed. That show deals with all sounds, but this show niches down into audio branding, which is a good way to describe it. Initially, I thought, how many episodes can a person come up with dealing with this topic? And you know what? I've been pleasantly surprised. Jody covers all aspects of audio branding, not just the human voice, but also technology, ways to market, and ways to get better with advice from her and her guests. If you have a curious mind and want to know how marketers are reaching you using sound, then here's your show. Where should you start your journey in audio branding? Well, because it's an episodic show, it really depends on what you're interested in. For those who like interview shows, she has a number of them, and they are great to ease yourself into the show. Now, if you just want to, you know, have a taste and see if you like it, her solo shows are under 10 minutes in length, so you can invest your time wisely. And the titles of the show are pretty straightforward, so you can start there, and if something resonates with you, then dive right on in. I really don't think you can go wrong with any of the episodes. My favorites are the interviews and the clubhouse episodes. And I think it's just a stroke of genius to include those clubhouse audio and replaying them for her show. This is a great way to repurpose quality content. And I think as podcasters, we should all take a page out of Jody's book on that topic. If nothing else, if you need to hear someone who has a great voice and is passionate about their topic, then you can thank me later for introducing you to Audio Branding with Jody Krangle. Take a listen, and I know you'll be hooked. All right. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around for the third half of our podcast here today. This is the time when we actually interview someone, and I have the wonderful pleasure of having Jody actually on the podcast with me here today. And it's been about 2 years since we've met, 2.5 years since we met each other in Atlantic City. Yeah, it's just been a minute. Well, Jody, we're here to talk about your podcast, Audio Branding, the Hidden Gem of Marketing. And I'd like to ask you, why do you feel the need for this podcast in our current climate?
Well, I think one of the reasons that I started the podcast, one of the big reasons, was because I am a voice actor and I was aware of what I was contributing to the projects I was working on. But what was frequently happening was that I was being used as the icing on the cake or the bow on the present, right? Just the last thing that they thought about. And it occurred to me that not only the voiceover is considered that way a lot of the time, the music, the sound effects, anything that's sound related is often thought of last. And it didn't make any sense to me because it's such a powerful sense. So for me, I really wanted to give people the information to understand that sound is so crucially important to connecting with the people that are going to experience your brand and experience the video you just made or the commercial you just put out. These are important things. And as we move from just the visual to videos and, you know, just the audio because of Alexa and Google Home and all of that stuff that's coming up and, you know, smart homes and things like that, that all is sort of breeding another industry almost because sound is so important. How are you going to differentiate yourself from your nearest competitor when all you're doing is hearing? So it's just, and also we are people who are so caught up in multitasking right now. There's so much that we have to do in one day and, you know, paying attention to all of that is so important for all of us, but we still want to learn. We still want to be entertained. We still want to experience the world around us in more than just sitting in front of a computer screen. And you can do that with podcasts, with listening to music. You can have like earbuds in your ears and you can walk around the house and do your laundry or whatever. You can be commuting. You can be driving in the car. You can be taking care of the kids. You can do anything really while you're listening to a podcast. It kind of, the sound fits into all of the spaces in our lives as opposed to forcing us to pay entire attention to it. So it made sense to make a podcast to help people understand that sound is important. And really, it's called audio branding. So it is advertising and marketing related for the most part. But I also talk about our general lives and how sound fits into that. So it is very important. And I just thought that it needed to be talked about because not a lot of people were.
Exactly. You know, that's too true. We had just done an episode with 20,000 mm-hmm. Hertz, and they had all their episodes, but they only had one or two episodes that were discussing audio branding, and that's it. Now, these people, they're like at the top end mm-hmm. of their industry with creating soundtracks and game music for games and all that. And I was shocked by it. And, you know, I met you and I was like, wait a minute, you have a whole podcast that is dealing with this kind of a topic.
Well, I started in November of 2019, so it's been going a little while. I think I just put out, scheduled out, it hasn't gone live yet, but number 137. So these aren't all about advertising marketing, though. I have to just like qualify that a little bit. There, I do talk to audio branding companies a lot, and I learn a ton from the people who are doing that just as the one thing that they do. There are some really big companies out there that work for really big other companies, and they do really good, important work. But I also talk to people who are in the healthcare industry and concerned with the beeps in hospitals. I talk about ASM artists. I talked with a shamanic sound healer from Australia. That was really interesting. I talk with public speakers and musicians and people who just work in sound on a regular basis, and podcast producers, actually, a lot of them. So yeah, it's a really interesting topic, and I think it all ties in together. But I just don't want to give people the impression that all I'm talking about is the audio branding spectrum of that. The advertising marketing is the basis. It's kind of like the base of what I talk about, but it's a much wider subject.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why I really enjoy this podcast, because I really like having that base there to, you know, truly understand, you know, audio branding. And quite honestly, and I said it earlier in the actual review, I think this podcast should be required listening for all podcasters, and not because I'm half Canadian and you're full Canadian. I mean, I have that bond with you, but I think that, you know, if we're doing our podcast for art's sake or whatever, fine, fantastic. You don't have to monetize it, but why not learn ways to make it better? Why not learn ways to improve your sound quality? Because if you're just, you know, doing an audio only podcasting, no mm-hmm. video, nothing else, that's it. That's all you have. And with everything that we have going around, you know, I'm going to sound like an old guy here, but there is so many things being thrown at us all the time, and
oh my
they're
goodness.
Grabbing
yes.
your attention.
Yeah.
You know, we got our cell phones. I remember when we had pagers, mm-hmm. you know, I'm old, I'm almost 50. Okay. But we get pinged from work when we're not even at work. So we all really want something pleasant to listen to instead of, you know, really bad sound.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that a lot of people don't notice bad sound unless it's unless they're used to good sound and then they hear the bad. So I think in podcasting, what ends up happening is that people don't recognize that something's up unless there's bad sound. And it has to be pretty bad, like, honestly. And I've heard pretty bad. So, yeah. But, you know, and like you said, like, if you're doing a podcast just for the passion of it and you really just want to get your message out there, then yeah, sure. If you're not trying to monetize anything, if it's not part of a company, yeah, sure. Just do what you're going to do. And if you're just starting out, you're going to learn these things and you'll get better as you go along. So don't make that stop you from starting a podcast. But if you're a company and a brand and you want to present yourself in a professional manner, you need to have good sound and you need to have thoughtful sound. And what I mean is sound that you actually have given some thought to. So the music that you're using, I mean, it could be from a music licensing directory, but I always do advise people that you might want to look into music that's made for you. And the reason I say that, and it doesn't have to be that expensive. Everyone probably knows an indie musician out there. But the thing is, when you go to a music licensing directory, someone else can use the same track that you are. So it's really hard to get audio branding when three other people are using the same music. And believe me, I have heard such things happen. So yeah, that's been really interesting to sort of watch that as a phenomenon. But yeah, you want your own music, you want your own brand, you want your own sound. That can mean a voice actor for your intro and outro. It might not. It might just be your voice. If you're branding your own thing and you are your brand, go for it. You know, I'm not saying you need a voice actor. I'm just saying have a professional sound and give it some thought. And not only think about what you like, but think about what your listener is going to like. So it's kind of marketing 101. Who's your avatar and what do they like? It melds with what you like. But the two are not mutually exclusive.
Sure. You know, you're reading my mind because I wanted to kind of ask you, who is your target audience? And I don't think it's just podcasters you're talking to.
Yeah. For my podcast, the general audience that I'm going after is the ad agency that hasn't really given this much thought. So I'm trying to reach the professionals out there who hire voice actors, who are interested in what their audio sounds like and are worried about this on behalf of their clients. So I want to make sure that they have all the tools in their toolbox to present what they need to their clients in a good light.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you don't sound good, then why would anyone hire you? Because you're putting yourself out there. And if you're putting, you know, bad sound into your podcast, gosh, let's not talk about Anchor. They're going to blame me for something. But, you know, it sounds like an Anchor podcast.
There is kind of a type, isn't there? Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Now, kind of back to your podcast, one thing I thought was really a stroke of genius in the later episodes is including Clubhouse in the podcast. Now, when, you know, I think of Clubhouse, I was like, okay, another flash in the pan. And it's not. You know, have Twitter spaces and you know, different things are coming out. But here you're using Clubhouse in your podcast, repurposing that content. And what was the reason for using your talks in Clubhouse? Because I think, again, it's a really genius move because you have all these people at one time talking about one or two subjects. And the only time you're going to get that is if you go to a conference and then you have to pay a lot of money and all that good stuff, which, you know, we've done it virtually for the past 2.5 years.
Oh my goodness. I just thought that it was an interesting thing to spread to people who may not ever get to Clubhouse. Now, I mean, if you go on Clubhouse now, you can look at the replays and you don't have to listen to my podcast at all if you don't want to. But I just thought it would reach a wider audience if that was the case. And also, it's kind of like talk radio in a way. So I really wanted to have an interactive experience that people could listen to, even if they weren't there in the moment. And the people who were there in the moment are kind of incentivized to check it out because they get to hear themselves, right? So, yeah, I wanted to give a demonstration of what my Clubhouse rooms are like, because I think a lot of people may have gone to Clubhouse early on. They might have gotten inundated with stuff that they have no interest in, or stuck in a room with a bunch of people trying to sell stuff to them every 5 minutes. And those rooms do happen. They happen in Twitter spaces too, I'm sure. But that's not what my own club is about. So the Power of Sound Club, we actually have chats every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And they're all about different subjects. For instance, the one that was just today at 2 p.m. was actually about podcasting. And we had some really interesting discussions going on. And I have people checking it out on a regular basis. They know that I'm there at the same time every week, and they check it out. And it's becoming almost a family, which is kind of nice. And I kind of want to share that family feeling, you know? So that's kind of why I wanted to do the Clubhouse thing. And I mean, also, let's face it, if you're waiting for an interview or something like that, and you need something to put in there, it's a really good thing to have.
That's true. That's true. That's right. You know, you're introducing us to the people that we would probably never run into in our day-to-day lives. You know, and the beauty of that is that with your Clubhouse and, you know, Twitter Spaces, you know, whatever you have out there, with this, the new technology, this kind of, you know, doing it again, you know, podcasting, we can hit all over the world. But this kind of stuff is bringing it together like this. You can get more people from all over the world at the same time talking and have that magic moment. And the episodes that you're on, you know, that's a no-brainer. And I think
it's great. People who were in that conversation were some of the top audio branding experts out there. So several of them have already been on the show. I know Dr. Cornelius Ringa, he was already on the show with his colleague. And Steve Keller was involved in that one, and he was also on the show. One of the first ones that I did was with Steve Keller, actually. And that episode still blows my mind. It's probably the one that sticks out in my mind the most, because it was one of the first. And I think he was like episode 19 and 20 or something like that. Like, it was pretty early on. Yeah. And, you know, a bunch of other people joined us. And I have other people coming up that are very well known in the audio branding industry. And it's just such a fascinating study. There's just so much happening out there in that regard now. And things are changing so fast. And technology is getting so much better. So not only is this becoming more of a going concern, but it's also coming into its own technology-wise. There's so much happening. So it's fascinating, and I'm only getting deeper into it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm getting deeper into it with you, too. And when I was listening, I was taking notes. And, you know, I like to take notes anyways for the show, but I'm like, I need to think about this. I need to think about that topic. So, folks, Jody is your Clubhouse person, because I'm only doing, you know, nine podcasts and a dad of twins. Only that.
Oh, only. Yeah, yeah. I will say that I am on Clubhouse at certain times. So I am on Clubhouse on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. And then I'm on Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. My colleagues, a couple of them, and I have a discussion called Voices in Podcasting. So it's kind of the mix of voiceovers and podcasting, because all three of us are voiceover people and we have podcasts. So yeah, so there's this nice sort of like synergy that happens, and we have a lot of banter and fun. It's basically a big party. So we have a good time. But those are pretty much the only times that I am on Clubhouse. And unless I'm invited to do something else, which I can definitely make time for, it's a lot of fun. But unless I'm specifically there for a reason, I am not there. And I also use an app on my desktop, which allows me to use the mic that I'm using now, which is kind of nice, called clubdeck.app. So that works on both Mac and PC. And it allows me to be using my desktop for my Clubhouse discussions, which for me is much more comfortable. I don't like using my phone, and I don't like the audio from my phone. So, you know, I'm picky about that, as we've just established.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a little.
Just a little bit picky. Now,
yeah,
we're definitely glad that you're picky about your sound, because, you know, you do put out a great podcast. But I'd like to ask you probably the toughest one here. What is the hardest thing you encountered in podcasting, specifically your podcast?
You know, one of the things that I have always been trying to do better from day one is interviewing. So interviewing is very much a skill, definitely a skill. And it has a lot to do with active listening. And I don't think that you understand that until you're doing it. And you don't get really, you don't get better at it until you're doing it. So I'm getting better as I go, I think. But, you know, it was one of those things I didn't really have any training in. And then I just sort of, I just went for it, and I'm getting better as I go, but it's always a challenge. And always something that, like when I'm doing an interview, that's stressful. I do get a little stressed. It's much easier to answer questions than ask them for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, you're doing a great job here with answering all my questions.
I'll drink a lot of that before the next one. Yeah.
That I enjoy about your interview style is that it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of laughter. It's not, you know, droning on and on like wherever, you know, everybody else does, you know. It sounds like we have two friends, you know, coming together and really enjoying each other's company. And you were doing a great job as far as interviews go. And that really comes through in your podcast, and you're doing a fantastic job. I like a lot of different styles of interview, but, you know, when it comes to yours, if I'm feeling, you know, a little bit down, or the kids are, you know, throwing temper tantrums, well, I turn on your podcast and I'm laughing and I'm having a great time. And I just don't get that from other interviewers. So you're doing great.
It is one of those things, actually, though. I'll let you in on a little secret, and maybe you're the person listening to this will find it useful. I do pre-chats. I do discovery calls. So I don't usually have someone on the podcast that I haven't had any experience with. And what that means is that we've usually had some kind of a pre-chat, some kind of a 30-minute discussion of some kind, just to understand what topics we'll cover and what questions they might want to be asked. And just to get more comfortable with one another, because I want to make sure that they're going to be a good guest, and I want to make sure that I ask the questions that they're interested in answering. So yeah. And if either of those two things are off, then it's not going to work. But if I have that pre-chat, I find that the actual interview ends up being much more comfortable. So that works to the interview's advantage in the end, I think.
Well, and I think a case of Merlot would help anybody out.
Yeah, that always helps.
We're not advocating for that, folks. We're not advocating for that. So now I'd like to flip the question over and ask you, you know, what's been the highlight of doing this podcast besides the case of Merlot? That I
That is a highlight. That is a highlight. you know, I think honestly, from starting the podcast, I am now connected with a family of other podcasters that I really enjoy talking with and spending time with. And it, whether or not we are on the same page as far as what we're doing is concerned, like, that's not really the point. The point is we're all out there getting a message across that we're passionate about. And that's just, I just love the community. I think it's fantastic. And I never really had that kind of an idea until I got into voiceovers, because that voiceover community is very similar in that way. So there's a lot of parallels there, and I like it a lot. So yeah, I think just being introduced to other podcasters, and I don't know that I would be on Clubhouse without my podcast, because that's kind of why I started it. Like, I started the Clubhouse as a sort of companion to the podcast, because it happens on the same day, right? I release on Wednesday morning, and then I have my chat Wednesday afternoon. So, yeah. And I'm grateful for all of that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, before I let you go here tonight, just wanted one parting thought that you could give to my listener about audio branding. You know, what's your central thought that you want people to take away after they hear an episode? Or, you know, in the case of my listeners, they're going to go ahead and binge your whole catalog. Absolutely, they will. But what's that one thought that you want them to really think about?
Well, I think that people need to recognize that sound is important. And I mean, obviously, as podcasters, they know that to an extent, they know that. But I think that if you are going to ask someone to commit their time to listening to you, you need to give them something really good to listen to. And a lot of that can be helped along by having good sound, by having a decent microphone, by being in an environment that is not hugely noisy, that is not very echoey, that, correctly addressing your mic is a good thing too. So, you know, those kinds of things are things to pay attention to. And you can have an audio brand for your podcast, and it does not have to cost a whole lot. So think about how you're starting off your podcast, how you're ending it. If you have little stingers in between, what are you doing with that? And if you don't have a sponsorship, sponsor yourself, because you must have something that you want to promote. So if you're not sponsored by someone else, then use that for yourself. Why not? And all of that is part of your audio brand. But it could be something as simple as, what do you say at the beginning of your podcast or at the end of your podcast every time? Be consistent. Use things consistently, and people will remember, and they'll remember your podcast, which, as far as advertising is concerned, that's the goal of advertising, to be memorable.
Yeah. My problem is I'm running 9 podcasts, so a lot of times I forget which podcast I'm promoting.
It's a horrible thing to have happen. You do a lot of them.
Oh, I only do a couple, just a couple. Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm slacking this year. Maybe next year.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Wow, I can barely do one.
It's being a twin dad podcaster. That helps out everything. Well, Jody, I want to thank you so much on behalf of my listeners and myself here. For sharing your knowledge, for sharing your wisdom, and for sharing your podcast with the world. And I can't wait till we see each other again in person. All right.
I look forward to it. And thank you so much for having me on the show. This was fun.
Anytime. Thank you. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to all the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast.